From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. There is a change in the U.S. political scene. Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Bernie Sanders trail in the overall race to be their party's nominee for president, but each scored an important primary victory Tuesday in the northern state of Wisconsin. Cruz defeated Donald Trump 48% to 35%.
Tonight is a turning point. It is a rallying cry. It is a call from the hardworking men and women of Wisconsin to the people of America. We have a choice, a real choice.
The Texas senator also turned his attention to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the Democratic frontrunner, boasting that he will win not only the Republican nomination, but also the November general election. Sanders, a senator from Vermont, beat Clinton with 56% of the vote in Wisconsin. He has now won six out of the past seven states, and he told supporters that his campaign has momentum.
All over this country, young people are standing up and they're saying, you know what? We want to help determine the future of this country, which we are going to inherit.
Clinton, however, has a large delegate lead, especially when adding in the so-called superdelegates who have pledged to support her but are free to change their minds at a later time. The European Union has made a surprise announcement that there will be essentially no automatic return of migrants from the Greek islands to Turkey. That a capitulation to human rights advocates. Jean-Pierre Chembry, spokesman for the European Union's asylum agency, told Luis Ramirez of VOA the EU has decided to give every migrant the right to apply for asylum before being sent to Turkey. This is VOA.